Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we unravel the complexities of today's tech landscape and give you a peek into the digital future. I'm your host, Alex, and with me is the ever-curious and always entertaining Jamie.
Thanks, Alex. I'm excited about today's topic because, let's face it, who doesn't want their AI to be as trustworthy as a golden retriever?
Exactly, Jamie. And that's why today we're diving deep into the world of building trustworthy AI, specifically focusing on those guardrails that keep large language models, or LLMs, in check.
Guardrails, huh? So we're talking about the AI equivalent of those bowling alley bumpers that keep my ball from going into the gutter?
You could say that. These guardrails ensure that AI behaves ethically, securely, and transparently, especially in sensitive fields like healthcare, finance, and education.
All right, let's break this down. Why do we even need guardrails for AI?
Great question. LLMs are incredibly powerful, being able to summarize medical reports, generate financial analyses, or tutor students. However, without constraints, they can also hallucinate facts, expose private data, or amplify bias. Guardrails act like the seatbelts and airbags of AI, protecting users and organizations from potential harm.
So it's like putting a leash on AI to stop it from running wild?
Precisely. And as we embed LLMs into more critical workflows, guardrails have moved from being optional to absolutely essential for compliance and trust.
Can you give us a rundown of what an LLM guardrail system looks like?
Sure. Think of it as having four layers. First, we have input validation and policy checks, ensuring prompts don't contain sensitive content or policy violations.
Like stopping someone from asking for illegal advice.
Exactly. Next, the model inference layer generates a response, with guardrails here to minimize hallucinations. Then responses are filtered for PII, disallowed topics, or factual inconsistencies. Finally, a monitoring and feedback loop keeps the model accurate and trustworthy over time.
Okay, but how does this compare to traditional AI systems?
Traditional AI often has minimal ethical oversight and basic anonymization, with model-level bias mitigation and low explainability. Guardrailed LLM systems, on the other hand, have automated policy enforcement, dynamic PII detection, continuous bias monitoring, and traceable decisions for high compliance.
Sounds comprehensive. But how do you actually set these guardrails up?
It involves designing for safety, accountability, and transparency. For instance, you'd start by filtering user inputs for sensitive content. Imagine you have a chatbot for a medical service. You'd want to redact any personal identifiers before the data leaves secure boundaries.
Makes sense. So it's not just about preventing the AI from saying something stupid. It's also about keeping the conversation private and secure.
Precisely. And it's not just about setting it and forgetting it. These guardrails need continuous monitoring and adjustments based on new regulations or feedback.
This sounds like a lot of work. Are there common pitfalls we should be aware of?
Definitely. Overfiltering can block too much, hurting usability, while underfiltering might let sensitive info slip through. There's also the challenge of keeping response times snappy, despite these checks.
So it's a balancing act, huh?
Exactly. And as we look to the future, these guardrails will become more adaptive and explainable, evolving with the AI models and the regulatory landscape.
Before we wrap up, any parting thoughts for our tech enthusiasts out there?
Just that guardrails are not optional if you're working with AI. They're foundational to building trust and ensuring compliance. Always be ready to validate, monitor, and update your policies. And remember, combining automation with human oversight is key.
Wise words, Alex. Thanks for breaking down the complex world of AI guardrails for us and our listeners.
My pleasure, Jamie. And thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. If you want to dive deeper into the world of tech, don't forget to subscribe to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Until next time, keep your AI safe and your curiosity alive.